The Supreme Court has already heard arguments in a case about file sharing. The justices are currently deciding whether Grokster is responsible when its users download songs and films without permission. However the court rules, file sharing is not likely to end anytime soon, as NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
To stop illegal file sharing is not only difficult, some say it's impossible.
It's like damming water on a hillside. You can block it for a while, but water will find its own level.
Paul Sappho is an analyst at the Institute for the Future, a technology think tank. Sappho says Grokster emerged after the recording industry used lawsuits to shut down Napster, the first file sharing service. But keeping communications flowing, even in times of national crisis, was part of the government's original plan for the web. And Sappho says that's why the web is resilient.
That's the protean quality of the Internet. If you hold it down in one spot, it's going to pop up in another. Remember, this was a system designed to route around damage. And it just views brain-dead Hollywood executives as another form of damage to be bypassed.
There's evidence supporting Sappho's blunt assessment of the situation. While the entertainment industry has pointed its legal guns at Grokster, other file-sharing technologies like BitTorrent have already taken its place, says Sandy Perlman. Perlman is the former producer of The Clash and Blue Oyster Cult.
Unlike Grokster, BitTorrent is just a utility which has no salient commercial role to play.
And so there's no company to go after. Mitch Bainwall, CEO of the Recording Industry Association of America, knows they will never stop music and film piracy. Still, he believes their strategy is having an effect.
The standard's not perfection. We have lived with physical piracy forever and ever. We will live with digital piracy as well. The question is it going to be a low-grade fever or a raging cancer? The most important thing we can achieve is a basic level of societal respect for the notion that creators ought to be compensated. And a court case will provide enormous moral and legal clarity about that very point.
Along with its efforts to shut down Grokster and other file-sharing services, the recording industry has been suing individuals who illegally share copyrighted music. Bainwall says the word is getting out. Although the number of households with broadband is increasing, Bainwall points to a study that says a smaller percentage of those homes are illegally swapping music and films.
P2P use as a share of broadband is actually going down, and that's really the right way to analyze this.
Wow. The spin from that side of the debate is certainly getting inventive.
Joe Fleischer is a co-founder of Big Champagne, a marketing firm that monitors download traffic online. He doesn't buy the argument that Hollywood's legal tactics are actually slowing down file sharing. Fleischer says file sharing is taking up an increasing amount of bandwidth on the web.
BitTorrent itself is controlling or commanding a third of all internet traffic. That would make it larger than some of the things that we know and love, like, email and instant messaging.
Fleischer says the number of people using internet file sharing services at any one time has gone up 25% from last year. Perhaps there is no better place to test whether the entertainment industry's strategy is working than on a college campus. At San Francisco State University, students like Michael Ponzik and Bin Sang have stopped using file sharing services to get music.
I've heard about people being sued, so we don't do that anymore.
Use the legal services.
Yes. Yeah. Paper the song, basically.
But Sang and Ponzik say most of their friends are still using peer-to-peer services for illegal downloads. And students like Femi Obodepe don't feel guilty about it either.
I did an article on this when I was a freshman. I learned that artists go on tours. Their primary source of money isn't usually from album sales. It's usually from tours and other things. And the record labels usually make money off of them.
Obodepe and several other students who spoke with NPR say they would be willing to pay a reasonable price if they knew they were supporting the artists they love. And perhaps that's good news for the entertainment industry. If they can tap into that sentiment, they may eventually be able to slow down illegal file sharing. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.